Saylor's Bitcoin Drive engaged, hints at first strategy buy in 5 weeks. Michael Saylor posted Bitcoin Drive engaged on X on August 2nd, the kind of cryptic line the strategy chairman has used before to foreshadow a fresh corporate Bitcoin purchase. The post, flagged by Coin Bureau, lands after 5 consecutive weeks in which the company disclosed no new buys, its longest accumulation gap of the year. Saylor has turned these one-liners into a ritual. Ahead of past purchases, he has often signaled intent days before strategy files the formal disclosure of how much Bitcoin it bought and at what average price. The market reads them accordingly, treating the phrasing as a soft pre-announcement rather than idle commentary. The pause that came before the post-strategy, the renamed MicroStrategy, spent most of 2026 buying Bitcoin nearly every week, funding purchases through equity raises and convertible debt. The 5-week stretch without a disclosed buy stands out against that cadence. Companies that raise capital specifically to accumulate an asset tend to move when their financing windows and share prices line up, so a gap usually reflects market conditions rather than a change of heart. Whether the pause was strategic or simply a function of financing timing, the Bitcoin Drive engaged post suggests the treasury operation is turning back on. Strategy typically confirms purchases with a Monday filing, which is why the timing of this post drew attention going into the new week. Price backdrop: as the signal dropped, Bitcoin was trading around $63,364 as of August 2nd in 2026, up 0.9% on the day, but down roughly 3% over the prior 7 days, according to live market data. The broader market sat in fear territory, with the fear and greed index reading 35. Ether changed hands near 1,880, Solana around 7,361, and XRP just above 109, each posting modest 24-hour gains against a weaker weekly trend. That backdrop matters for how a fresh strategy buy would be received. Accumulation during a down week with sentiment in fear is the pattern the company has leaned into before, positioning its purchases as countercyclical conviction rather than chasing green candles. A confirmed buy near these levels would let Saylor frame the move as buying weakness. The mechanics behind a single tweet, a strategy purchase, is not a spot trade that clears in seconds. The firm sources Bitcoin through over-the-counter desks and prime brokers to avoid moving the market against itself, then reports the aggregate in a securities filing. The disclosed figure is an average cost across the buying window, not a single execution price. That is why the tweet-to-filing gap exists. The accumulation happens first. The paperwork follows. For anyone tracking the company as a proxy for institutional demand, the disclosure is the data point that counts. A tweet signals intent. The filing confirms size, average price, and total holdings, which is what analysts feed into their models of corporate Bitcoin demand. Reading the signal without overreading it. Treat this for what it is: a founder's social post that has historically preceded purchases, not a confirmed transaction. Saylor has been consistent enough that the market takes the phrasing seriously, but a post is not a filing. Until strategy discloses the buy, the size and price remain unknown. The wider point is the accumulation model itself. Strategy's approach ties a public company's balance sheet to Bitcoin's price, so its buying rhythm becomes a widely watched sentiment gauge. A return to weekly purchases after a 5-week gap reads as a signal that the firm still sees current levels as a buying zone, even with sentiment stuck in fear. For crypto holders weighing their own exposure, corporate accumulation is one input among many, not a trade signal on its own. This is not financial advice.